She wasn't going in that kitchen all hours of the evening cleaning the kitchen. We all had our rules. And if we didn't, and on Sundays it was the same way. If we didn't get to Mass, we were Catholics. If we didn't get to Mass, we had four Masses. If we didn't get to Mass on Sundays, we didn't go to a movie. We didn't go out in the yard to play. We stayed home and we studied and we write. She'd write copy on the paper. I will get home on time from school, or I miss church for such a reason, and we had to write that. And that's it. And we didn't have television like we have now. We had old-fashioned phonograph that you put records on it and you turn it to play your records.
Okay.
So we had nice records we played. She had children records for us, like old Mother Goose. Didn't have records like they got today, I guarantee you.
The things that you'd have hanging at the windows that you would pull down on?
We had window shades for those days. And I remember back, I had an uncle who lived in the country. Well, he's dead now. I think they built a house over. He built a house with mud and newspaper. I don't remember how the foundation was, but I do remember that the walls on the inside of the house was newspaper and mud. That's how the house was built. And the step was built of mud. I don't know whatever happened to it. That was years ago, but I do remember that. When I used to go back and forth to Condon to visit, he used to live in this house, and they had just one great big house with little partitions of rooms. And it was warm. It was cool in the summer, but it was warm in the winter.
What rooms did it have in the house?
Well, they had a living room, a bedroom, two bedrooms, and a kitchen. They didn't have a bath, so they went out those to the toilet. That was built of mud, too. I don't remember how they built it, but I do remember the house was built with the inside instead of the outside. I guess was built with bricks or something, I don't know. But the inside, instead of using plaster walls like they have, instead of using sheetrock or what do you call the wall here?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, instead of using like the concrete walls or brick walls now on the inside, they used the mud. He did. He used mud and water and newspaper. And it was pretty, though, because you could see the print of the newspaper in some of the places. Yeah, it was real nice. And I have a cousin right now. I guess she's still living. And she used to make Christmas presents. She never had bought Christmas paper. She would take the funny paper and wrap her Christmas present. And it was pretty under the Christmas tree. And that's another thing when we was growing up. We never had Christmas trees like the children has now. My father went out in the wood and got pines. And my mother would make different things for the Christmas tree. Awnings and things. She bought a few, but she would get this foam, come out boxes. She would make things like that. Or she'd take pasteboard and make different little trinkets for the tree. And we'd all get there and have fun painting things for our tree. And we had the prettiest Christmas tree with all kinds of things on it.
Okay, you know, a little room, say, off of the bedroom where you hang your clothes now.
Well, we didn't have clothes closets. My father would put a big nail, you know, in the wall.
Okay.
And he would put a post, say like in the corner of this house right here. He put one post right here and a post here. He put a nail on that post and one against the wall. And my mother made curtains for that. And she'd put nice curtains there. And he had he took a piece of wood and he cut a hole in this block. And he took a broomstick from an old broom and put it in that round hole, and that's where we hang clothes at.